Today is most auspicious day, Radhashtami, appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Just few weeks ago we celebrated Balaram Jayanti. Balaram appeared, and one reason of appearance of Balaram was he wanted to see that all celebration, Krishna Janmashtami celebration, goes on very nicely. Just to nice should be prepared Krishna Janmashtami. For that reason, Balaram appeared before Krishna. And then Krishna appeared. Krishna also joined with Balaram. They wanted to celebrate very nicely Radhashtami. So Krishna Balaram before Srimati Radharani, they must be present there so that they can celebrate Radhashtami nicely. And between Radhashtami, Krishna Janmashtami and Radhashtami, we also celebrated Prabhupada. Prabhupada also joined them, Krishna Balaram, Prabhupada, three persons. They want to make sure that celebration should go very nicely. And eventually that they hear, we are celebrating Radhashtami, appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Of course, soon Din Bandhu Prabhu will come here and he'll describe very confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna, Srimati Radharani. However, I would like to say something about appearance of Srimati Radharani. How Srimati Radharani appeared here? Very celebrated pastime we know that Radharani, Srimati Radharani appeared from the womb of mother Kirtidar, Kirti, and Vrishabhanu was the father, their parents, and Srimati Radharani appeared. However, in Lalit Madhav drama, personally compiled by Rup Goswami. In Lalit Madhav, he also talks about appearance of Srimati Radharani. But it is slightly different from known pastime. And that pastime goes like this. You know, in Bharatvarsh, there are two very celebrated mountain, Himalaya, and another is Vindhyachal, Vindhya Parvat. They are both mountain, they are relative, friends, very nicely. But same time they have some feeling of rivalry, rival. Himalaya thinks that I am greater than, heavier than, more glorious than Vindhya. And similar Vindhya also says, no, I am not even less important from him. Both, though they were friends, relative, but still some rivalry was there. I am great. I am greater than you. So one time we know that Parvati appeared as a daughter of Himalaya. Himalaya became the father of Parvati. And Parvati was given in marriage to Lord Shiva. Parvati was given to Shiva in marriage. And then marriage ceremony was going on in the house of, in the abode of Himalaya. Big celebration was marriage ceremony celebration. Vindhya had come all the way, he was invited, he was also participating, everything was going on. Whole festivity was going on. All the saintly person, many kings were present there. Not only king, even the demigods personally, they were present in that ceremony, marriage ceremony of Parvati Devi. And one point, when Himalaya gave her daughter to Shiva, it was such, all the demigods, all the rishi, all the king, they were glorifying Lord Shiva, and same time Himalaya. Because Himalaya got, he became the father-in-law of Shiva. Very proud, very glorious position, father-in-law of Shiva. And at that ceremony, Vindhya felt that till today he has surpassed my glory, he is bigger than me. He also took in festivity, but always you think, how can I can become bigger than, greater than Himalaya? He was thinking, 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 that one idea came in his mind. Himalaya is father-in-law of Shiva. So I must become father-in-law of Vishnu. That is only way I can become greater than him. Vishnu is greater than Shiva. So Vishnu's father-in-law would be greater than Himalaya. So he thought and returned. Came, he did not go to his house. Directly he went to forest and started performing austerity with the intention that I must get one daughter, and that daughter I would hand over to give in marriage to Vishnu. And then praying, 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 eventually Brahma appeared in front of Vindhya Parvat. And Brahma was very much pleased with the austerity, penances, bhajan. Ask me anything. Brahma was absolutely open. Anything you ask, I will grant you. And then Vindhya Parvat, I want one daughter. So Brahma became a little surprised. Usually people ask for son. But again Brahma asked, okay, I am granting you. Certainly you will have a daughter. But I would like to, for what reason you are asking daughter? Why not son? Then a Vindhya Parvat related to this incident related which happened in the marriage ceremony of Shiva Parvati. And I have great ambition. I want to become greater than Himalaya. And for that purpose, I must be father-in-law of Vishnu. So please grant me one daughter. And should be in any respect, should be better than, greater than Parvati, Lakshmi, Saraswati. She should be most handsome, glorious in all respects. And Sri Brahma was very much pleased. I am granted, you will get two daughters, not only one. Because very much nagged. He was thinking that my ambition, in near future I am going to, my ambition is going to be fulfilled. So got the boon from Brahma. And came, and in due course of time, Vindhya Parvat, wife of Vindhya Parvat mountain, gave birth to two female child. One name was given Chandra, elder one. Of course, it is not so much serious about twin, who is elder or younger, but still, since Chandra, later she becomes Chandravali, she came out from the womb. So her name was Chandra or Chandravali. And next child came, her name was given Tara in beginning. Tara becomes Srimati Radharani. And then, big festivity, Himalaya, Vindhya Parvati, he called all the demigods, all the saintly person, king, they are celebrating the birthday celebration of twin sisters, Chandra and Tara. Whole festival was going on. All the Vedic Brahmana, they were chanting auspicious mantra, Vedic mantra, everything. Singing, dancing, glorification was going on, feasting, fasting, everything was there. And the both babies, female babies, they were put in center, in the cradle, little thing on the bed. And around the whole festivity was going on. All of a sudden people can hear a strange noise was coming from the sky. Then everyone started to look, that they laughed, they become very much horrified, become fearful, scared. Darsad was one sea demon, she was hovering on the sky. And immediately she jumped, pounced over the both children, took a run away, flew in the sky. And then whole festivity, like a morning, everyone was trying to, and especially Vindhya Parbat, his all ambition was crushed down immediately because the Rakshasi came and took the both baby and flew in the sky. Mother was crying, father was crying, everyone is very sad. And then, what to do? For that both baby, the celebration was going on, then everything disappointed. And then the Brahmanas pacify mountain, Vindhya and wife, please keep patience, we are going to do something. And the Brahmana took their bath, Achvan, the sip, and they started to chant the mantra. So that there was this intention to kill the sea demon, Utana. Utana is like a certain type of a sea demon. Utana means the sea demon, a witch, who directly kill the children and suck out the blood. That type of sea witches, they are called Utana. So Brahmana started to chant the mantra, chanting the mantra. By that time, the Rakshasi was flying over the on the sky of Braj, this area. It happened in Vindhyachal, Vindhya Parvat, house of Vindhyachal is between Varanasi and Prayag. Varanasi and Allahabad, approximate from here 600 kilometers away, whole festival. So Brahmana, they took time taking bath and then Achvan, this and then preparation. By that time she was flying this area. Brahmana started to chant mantra, and by the influence of mantra, the demon, sea demon, she felt that she could not fly anymore. She lose her power to fly. And it appeared that she lost her wife, her life. And immediately she threw both babies. She was carrying three. The one, elder one, Chandra, fell near Barsana. There is another village called Rithora. You must have heard the name Rithora. Approximately seven kilometer away in the direction of northwest, the village is there, and there was a big reservoir of water, Kunda, that fell on the lotus flower. In the middle of the pond, there Kunda, the lotus flower, the one baby fell on the top of the lotus flower. And another one, Chandra, Arsimati Radharani, she fell near Raval, in the flowing water of Jamunaji. There was also a lotus flower, so she fell there. And then she was lying, Radharani was lying on the top of lotus flower there in the middle of Jamuna. So morning time, noon time, Mother Kirtida and Vrishabhanu, they came to take bath. When they came for taking bath, they saw from distance that there's such a glorious lotus flower there. All the light was emanating so effulgent. So become very much curious what is there. They have not never seen this type of lotus flower. So light was coming in all directions. So Vrishabhanuji entered in the water, waist deep water, and they saw, become very much pleased that one baby was there. Such a glorious, such a beautiful young girl was there. And immediately Vrishabhanuji, Mother Kirtida, picked the baby and brought back the house, Raval, and then other festival. By this time, noon time, little after, they started festival. They got Srimati Radharani, they considered their own Aurus daughter. They were celebrating. They started celebration, birthday celebration, Radhashtami. Then what happened, that though the girl was, the baby was so glorious, so beautiful, but one was some missing point. She was not opening the eyes. So Mother Kirtida and Vrishabhanu both are thinking, maybe she has power of sight or not, maybe blind. So some regret was there. Because she was not opening the eyes. Who knows whether he has power to see or not. So some regret or some kasak was there in their heart. However, whole celebration started, and then again invitation went to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba came along with Mother Yashoda, and when Mother Yashoda came, she also carried her child, baby Krishna, hardly few months old. Of course, this time hardly, I have heard 15 days old. So she could not keep behind such just 2 weeks old boy, bro. And then Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba joined to celebrate festival, helping, receiving guests, cooking, cleaning. Mother Yashoda also joined the festival. Nanda Baba also talking, receiving the guests. And they kept Krishna somewhere on distance. Whole festival was going on, and Krishna started to crawl from his side. Out of curiosity, Krishna came to the kaidal near the bed, and by the help of the bed, kaidal, Krishna was able to stand. And when Krishna was standing, then he wanted to see what is within the kaidal. Srimati Radharani was lying, and her face was upward, and Sri Krishna was standing from the top, so his head was downward. So as soon as Krishna saw, get his sight on the face of Srimati Radharani, immediately Srimati Radharani opened her eyes. So this become another cause of happiness. They are now sure that she is beautiful, for sure, and now she has even power to see, she is not blind. So the festival become more auspicious. So Rupa Goswami, in a brief, this way Srimati Radharani appeared. Means Srimati Radharani appeared as a twin daughter of Vindhya Parvat in Vindhyachal near Varanasi and Allahabad. And she was found by, discovered by Vrishabhanuja and Kirtida. So they are considered the parent of Srimati Radharani. So this description, this type of description talks about in Lalit Madhav, Rupa Goswami talks in this way. And a very famous pastime we know, that Mother Kirtida gave birth to Srimati Radharani. Radharani has one younger sister, Ananga Manjari, younger sister, and one elder brother was also there, Sridham. Sridham was brother, elder brother, and Ananga Manjari was younger sister, and between Srimati Radharani was. So here Dinbandhu Purush. What time Dinbandhu Purush? And when our presentation, when Panchagaura Prabhupada was speaking, then he recited one very celebrated verse from Bhagavad Gita. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tas tathaiva bhajamyaham. As one surrenders unto me accordingly in same proportion, I reward to that person. This is the promise Krishna has given. As you, in the proportion you surrender to me, worship accordingly, I reward. But in case of gopis, is absolutely Krishna was not able to fulfill his promise. Almost in the Ras Lila, there is one verse, na parayeham nirvadya sanjujam swasadhu kirtam vivudhayushapivah Yama bhajan dur jargeha sinkhala samriksh tadvah pratiyatuya. Krishna said, na parayeham nirvadya sanjujam. Krishna said, even I will get the duration of life of demigod, and if I would expend every moment just to repay you your debt, I am so indebted to you, if I can get the duration of life of a demigod, and every single moment of life, if I would try my level best to repay you, I can do this. In Bhagavad Gita, he says, as you surrender, according in same proportion, I surrender, I reward you. But he says, no, I am not able, though I have given the promise. Naparehaṁ nirvadya sanjunya sosādhu kirtam vibhudhā uṣāpa. Even I get the life, duration of life of demigod. Yāma bhajana dur jargeha sriṅkhala. You have worshipped me and were completely cutting all family ties, domestic ties, and even the Vedic ties for a woman. Many rules and regulations in Vedic civilization, but you have given all, cutting all ties, all the relations, and simply you have surrendered unto me. You have so much done for me that I will be ever indebted to you. Yama bhajan dur jarageha sinkhla samriksha tadva pratiya. Therefore, your own activities, let there be the compensation for your devotional service. I am unable, I can compensate, I can give reward. Let your own devotional service towards me be the compensation for your devotional service. So, of course, this is talked about in general, all gopis, then what to speak of Srimati Radharani. In Vedic literature described that Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna, Satchidananda, Satya, eternity, Chit, consciousness, knowledge, and Ananda means bliss. If there is any bliss is existing in Krishna, that is due to the presence of Srimati Radharani. If any happiness in Krishna is there, the Krishna derive his transcendental pleasure from Srimati Radharani. She is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. About many pastime, confidential pastime. So I conclude here because we should hear, of course, Dinabandhu Pari, he is like authority for speaking Leela, Katha of Srimati Radharani. Especially, I make an appeal also, when Dinabandhu Pari talks about some katha related to Jatila, Kutila and Abhimanyu, Srimati Radharani, that becomes, of all Leela is relishable, that becomes extremely more relishable. So here is Dinabandhu Prabhu, please take the seat and enlighten us with the confidential pastime of Srimati Radharani, Krishna, as well as something talk about Jatila and Kutila. Today is the day. We will only get opportunity to hear from Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimati Radharani ki, Sri Radhashmi de ki.